beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, also recorded in Sunan Abi Dawood, that a true believer is a mirror for a true believer. A true believer is a brother of a true believer, that he removes his destruction from him and takes care of him in his absence. Allahu Akbar. How would we like our fellow Muslims, those who we know, whether in the home or out of the home, to talk about us in our absence? In that manner, we should also discuss about other Muslims when they are not there, in a good manner, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the tongue. The tongue is like a beast, like an animal. If you don't chain it, it will become your enemy and it will harm you. How many relationships have broken because of the tongue? Allahu Akbar. Although this tongue, it seems insignificant, it seems so small, but once those words are shot out, they will never ever return to the tongue. They will never return to the mouth. We cannot take back those words. Once the arrow is shot, never to return to the bow. So be careful, especially when we are angry, when we are upset. Many a times we say and do things, we don't care what we are saying, we don't care what we are doing, but later on we regret, we have remorse, but the damage is done. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, as mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, that a perfect Muslim is that person from whose tongue and hand other Muslims are safe. Think about this. The great ulama ikram, the honorable scholars of Islam, have mentioned, when you make salam to a fellow Muslim, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, what are you doing? It's not just a greeting. It's not just a hello and hi and goodbye. It's more than this. The deeper meaning is that peace be upon you, that your life, your possessions, your everything is safe with me. Peace be upon you. You are in peace. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And you are making dua for that person. And the mercy of Allah be upon you. And the blessings of Allah be upon you. So when we are making that salam, make it with these intentions, with these meanings in the mind as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Furthermore, our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever safeguards the honor of his brother in this world, Allah Azza wa Jal will send an angel on the day of judgment to protect him against Jahannam, to protect him against the hellfire. Don't we want protection against Jahannam? Don't we want assistance on the day of judgment? Here is a beautiful way, by protecting the honor of our fellow Muslim. A wise man once said, there was a person, previously I had nothing in my heart for that certain person, but a second person came and indulged in backbiting and saying many ill things and negative things about that certain person that I knew. And I told this person, I once considered you as trustworthy, somebody that I can trust, but now you are dishonored in my sight. Why? Because that person that you're talking about, I didn't have any ill feelings for him. I didn't have any bad feelings and evil thoughts about that person. Because you indulge in backbiting about that brother, about that fellow Muslim, now my thoughts are filled with evil thoughts regarding him. And therefore, I consider you as a bad person, as somebody who is not trustworthy and who is unable to keep a secret. Sayyidina Bakr bin Abdul Muzni rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, whenever you see a person who is picking the faults of other people, it must be understood that he is an enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal and has fallen into the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal.